Hello, this is the Archaeology News Weekly Roundup for the week ending 30th of October, and I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. For further details on these and other stories, please go to http://news.stonepages.com. The main headlines from around the world are as follows. A 4,500-year-old observatory has been discovered in China. A new find at Gohar Tepe site in Iran may be that of an ancient musical instrument. Archaeologists are discussing the origins of humans in North America. And an ancient Native American burial site is uncovered by a storm in New York State. A dozen Iron Age roundhouses are uncovered in Inverness. And also in Scotland, a 2,000-year-old burial site is found in Shetland. Finally, in Ireland, 19 prehistoric sites were discovered near Carriageway Road Building. Chinese archaeologists said that they found the world's earliest observatory, dating back some 4,100 years, in North China's Shaanxi province. The ancient observatory at the Taosi site is at least 2,000 years older than the oldest known observatory built by the Maya in Central America, according to He Nu, a research fellow with the Institute of Archaeology of the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. He explained that the observatory was not only used for observing astronomical phenomena, but also for sacrificial rites. The remains of the observatory in the shape of a semicircle 40 metres in diameter in the main observation platform and 60 metres in diameter in the outer circle was made of rammed earth in three huge concentric circles. Archaeologists infer that 13 stone pillars, at least 4 metres tall, stood on the diameter of the first circle, originally forming 12 gaps between them. In order to test the conjecture, the archaeologists spent a year and a half simulating the observations of the ancients at the site. To their surprise, the seasons marked by observation at the site were only one day different from the seasonal division of the traditional Chinese calendar, which is still widely used today in rural China. A meeting on the function of the ancient site at Taosi was held recently in Beijing, and more than 20 Chinese archaeologists, astronomers and historians attended the meeting. Most of them share the view that the site is an ancient observatory, and some of the astronomers believe that it may have been used to observe the moon. The Taosi site, dated back to 4,300 years ago, and is located near Leifen City in Shaanxi province, and covers an area of approximately 3 million square metres. It is believed to be a settlement of the period of the five legendary rulers of China. That's around 2600 to 1600 BCE. A historical document says that China had special officials in charge of astronomical observation as early as 2400 BCE. The discovery of the ancient observatory in Taosi confirms these records. The discovery will help the study of ancient astronomy, said Wang Shujiang of the Chinese Academy of Science. Experts are looking forward to making plans to better protect the site and restore the ancient observatory. A team of archaeologists recently discovered an unidentified artifact in the grave beside a skeleton at the ancient site of Gohar Tepe in Mazandaran province in Iran. The team director, Ali Mahfarouzi, said that some musicians believe that the artifact looks like a clarinet. If the archaeologists can prove that the artifact is a musical instrument, the 3,000-year-old relic will become the oldest musical instrument ever found in northern Iran. The artifact is made of deer antler and has several holes and a brass layer which has been riveted with several nails to its end. No additional studies have been carried out on the skeleton yet, but considering the size, the archaeologists estimate that it is a male. In addition, a dagger, a cup and a glass, as well as a bracelet and a necklace, have also been found in the grave. A bronze ribbon and a brass sheet were also put around the head of the skeleton. Today, in the villages of northern Mazandaran and in Gohar Tepe itself, the clarinet is still made out of deer antler. Ruins and other artifacts excavated in the area determine the site as being of Iron Age date, but further study is required to determine its specific period during this Iron Age. A University of Texas archaeologist opened the highly anticipated Clovis in the Southeast conference at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center by rejecting the premise on which many experts once based their theories on the man's origins in North America. At the meeting, Michael Collins called the idea that the first inhabitants travelled by way of a land bridge from Asia a primal racism. Instead, Collins said that they arrived by water because the rich marine environments along the North Atlantic and Pacific coasts are very attractive regions for human exploitation. One of the conference organisers, Thomas MacDonald, said that roughly 400 people had pre-registered for the four-day conference on Clovis, the culture traditionally thought to have been the first in North America. In recent years, many experts have begun to consider other explanations, such as migration from Europe and not Asia. That idea was advanced by Dennis Stanford, head of the Archaeology Division at Smithsonian's Institute National Museum of Natural History. Other speakers talked about the wide array of Paleo-Indian artefacts throughout the Southeast region. University of South Carolina's archaeologist Al Goodyear discussed his research at the Topper site in Allendale County, calling the spot the Goldilocks location to be doing archaeology. In 1998, Goodyear announced that he had discovered artefacts thousands of years older than Clovis material at Topper. Afternoon speakers discussed the discoveries of Clovis tools from sites throughout the Tennessee River Valley. One of the most striking theories centred on a comet storm which may have been responsible for what happened to an early North American culture. Richard Firestone, a Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory scientist, thinks that impact regions on mammoth tusks found in Gainey, Michigan, were caused by magnetic particles rich in elements like titanium and uranium. This composition resembles rocks that were discovered on the moon and have also been found in lunar meteorites that have fallen to Earth about 10,000 years ago. Firestone added that based on his discovery of similar material at Clovis sites, he estimates that comets struck the solar system during the Clovis period, which was around 13,000 years ago. These comets would have hit the Earth at around 1,000 kilometres an hour, obliterating many life forms and causing mutations in others. Last week's stormy weather uncovered what experts say may have been the most important early American Indian burial site at Indian Island County Park in Riverhead, New York. The site was spotted by a park supervisor after the Peconic River bank was eroded by heavy rains and high wave action. Archaeologists said that the site contained bones from at least two people, believed to be Indians buried during the early woodland period, from 800 BCE to 800 CE. It also contained artifacts, including a pipe and fragments of a bowl. The bones were given to forensic anthropologist Vincent Stefan. The bones were fragmentary, said David Thompson of the Suffolk County Archaeological Association, and were obviously cremated. There were charred skull fragments and small pieces of jawbone. The fact that the individuals were cremated is a hangover from a culture that immediately preceded the early woodland period, which was called the Transitional Culture. There was an exquisite ceramic pipe, which was near perfect and had very interesting geometric detail on it, and was obviously used as it had burn marks on it. It was about 4 inches long, Thompson added, and there was also some broken pottery, a very early type of pottery that would make it a very early woodland burial. The county will be consulting with leaders of the Shinnecock Reservation in Southampton, the nearest active American Indian group, on the proper thing to do with the bones and the site. In many cases, the best thing you can do to protect an archaeological site is preservation in situ. A final decision is still to be made, and they are researching options to ensure that the right thing is done. This is the first significant American Indian burial ground uncovered since a Shelter Island resident uncovered remains 2 years ago. Shinnecock leaders have been trying to work out a policy for Shelter Island and other towns on what to do with such discoveries. Archaeologists are excavating in Scotland what they describe as the most important site found in Inverness for decades. They discovered the remains of an entire village, a prehistoric industrial estate and trading centre, at an undisclosed location near the city. So far, a team of 20 diggers has discovered the remains of about a dozen huge Iron Age roundhouses at the site, as well as evidence for metal and glass working. Those heading the dig believe that it had been the stronghold of a Highland ruler with trading links to the rest of Europe. Site director Mark Roberts commented, "I just use the term Big Cheese as I'm not sure whether or not he was a king." The discovery was made after a routine archaeological evaluation of the development site earlier this year. That evaluation revealed the intact remains of around a dozen Iron Age roundhouses and evidence of both metal and glassworking. Fraser Hunter, the National Museums of Scotland's curator on the Iron Age and Roman periods, has been working with the excavation team closely. He said that this is probably the most important site dug in the Inverness area for a substantial period of time. "We're probably looking at an Iron Age noble rather than a king, though. He would have been a local power broker around the area that is now Inverness." The archaeological team has been on site for 2 months now and expects to take another month to complete the research into the settlement and its way of life. Tulloch Homes, which was ordered to carry out the dig as a condition of planning permission for the site, has funded the £250,000 cost of the meticulous excavation and recording of the site. Archaeologists working on Shetland's most northerly isle have discovered a burial site dating back 2,000 years. The site, on Sandwick on Unst, thought to date back to the Iron Age, has already been badly eroded by the sea when a team of experts began their work in August. However, archaeologists from Glasgow University, the Scottish Coastal Archaeology and the Problems of Erosion Trust, and local volunteers managed to rescue artefacts and a skeleton. The excavation, funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund and Historic Scotland, was initially aimed at training volunteers how to excavate eroding coastlines. But what they unearthed is being described as a poignant find by experts. The skeleton was found lying on its back with a polished stone disc tucked inside its mouth. Near the arm was a tiny ornament formed of rings of copper alloy and bone, which the team believes was some kind of pendant. Dr. Olivia Lelong, excavation director and project director of Glasgow University Archaeology Research Division, said that the skeleton was a totally unexpected find. It was a beautifully composed burial, obviously put together with a great deal of care and thought. The team also found hundreds of shards of pottery, limpet shells and animal bones left over from ancient meals. The doctor added, "It's a fascinating building to dig. It's rare to find walls standing so high and so much well-preserved evidence for what went on inside these cells. It's already telling us a lot about how people lived in Iron Age Shetland." 19 archaeological sites, including a Neolithic settlement, have been found along the route of the next stage of the Belfast-Dublin road upgrade. Construction of the 9-mile high-quality dual carriageway between Dundalk and Newry is underway and is due to open in 2007. The archaeological testing was carried out by Archaeological Development Services Limited, and they are nearly finished in their final excavations. At Achnaskig, there is a cairn which is recorded in the Louth Archaeological Survey as an unclassified megalithic tomb, and it lies partly in the road take. A megalithic tomb, it dates between 4,000 to 2,500 BCE. And while around 40% of the site lies outside the road take and will be preserved in situ, the remaining 60%, which is affected by the new road, is currently under full excavation. In the townland of Plaster, there was a Neolithic settlement consisting of two rectangular structures, which were probably large houses, each measuring around 9 metres by 6 metres. There was also a souterrain, or underground passageway, measuring 40 metres long. It appears to have been deliberately infilled as well in history. The road, which will cross the border, will cost around £80 million and will take traffic from the end of the Dundalk motorway bypass to the southern approach to Newry. New archaeological and heritage employment opportunities can always be found at www.bajr.org, as well as an up-to-date conference calendar and bookstore. Remember that more on these and other stories can be found at Stonepages, that's news.stonepages.com. Thank you for listening to this week's Archaeology News Weekly Update, and we hope you will return next time.